The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So this man walks into a grocery store, not completely aware of his surroundings, just kind of walking in because he's got his chores to do. He's got his entire grocery list that his wife gave him to go out and buy. And so he goes into the grocery store, not paying attention. And when he gets in there, he starts rattling off his list. "I need a pound of lox. I need some cream cheese. I need eggs. I need milk." And then he stops and looks up mid-sentence, and he's just completely dead silent. And he notices the entire wall behind the grocer is filled with boxes of salt, just boxes of them. And so he says, "Do you sell a lot of salt?" And the store owner, the grocer, standing behind the desk says, "Do I sell a lot of salt? You know what? Follow me." Takes him to the back room, back storeroom. And then all along the walls and all the entire pantry is just filled with boxes of salt. And so the grocer again says, "Do I sell a lot of salt? Come here." And he takes him down into the basement where there's even more rows and rows and rows of shelving filled with boxes of salt. And again, he turns to him and says, "Do I sell a lot of salt?" "No. I'm lucky if I sell one box a week. But that salt salesman that comes in here every week, boy, does he sell a lot of salt." "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Notice how Christ doesn't qualify these two sayings. He doesn't say, "I hope you're the light of the world. I hope that you're the salt of the earth." He doesn't say that, "I wish that you were." He doesn't say that, you know, if you try really hard, you might be able to get there. He just says that you are. We don't have a choice in the matter. If we are to be his followers, if we are his followers, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And it's almost like these are commands that he has given us. For us today, though, being salt and light doesn't make as much sense as it might have 2,000 years ago. When Christ was speaking to his followers, they would have immediately recognized the significance of salt and light because they were scarce in those times. Salt at that time, especially, was used in Jewish sacrifices. It was added specifically to every single burnt offering that had to be offered to the Lord. On the one hand, it was meant to be a matter of purity, to purify the offering, but at the same time, it was meant to add a flavor to the offering so that it was really something that we hoped was pleasing to God. And even the light that back then took on a different meaning as well. Today, we have light in abundance, almost too much light. I mean, we could easily leave these lights on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I mean, it's almost on that often anyways with how much we've got going on, but we can leave these on running 24/7, and you know, it's really not a problem. We just press a button up here and it's done. 2,000 years ago, they didn't have light bulbs, they didn't have electricity. Light was not an abundance, it was a scarce thing, and so they recognized the importance of being able to have light. Because if you didn't have a single candle in your home, once the sun went down, that was it. There was no work that went on. There was no anything other than twiddling your thumbs, waiting to go to sleep. Unlike today in our time, where light is in such abundance that we struggle to even see the stars at night because of the light pollution. We struggle to fall asleep at night because we're on our phones that are beaming all that light, the wavelengths that our brains don't like, that keeps us up until 2 a.m. because we can't stop watching YouTube. And so for us today, it's hard to see why light and salt is such an important thing and why Christ is calling us to be salt and light. And yet still, even though we might not fully understand the significance in our time, Christ still calls us to be the salt and light. And so what does that look like? As salt is a symbol of purity, used in the sacrifices of old, the Christian must be an example of purity in speech, in conduct, and even in thought. As salt was like a kind of antiseptic and healing agent back then, the Christian must have a certain antiseptic influence on life and society today, defeating corruption, fighting against injustice, and making it easier for others to avoid sin. As salt is a food flavoring agent, it's on us to add flavor to the lives of those around us, to provide hope where there is none. As light radiates outwards, we too must allow Christ's light to shine through us, to radiate out to every person we come into contact with. It is through us that others come to know, to love, and to serve Jesus Christ. And the more closely we conform our lives to the gospel, the more Christ's light can shine through us and then on to everyone else. My brothers and sisters, it really all boils down to this. If we want to be the salt and the light that Christ says that we are, then there are only two things we have to remember. Love God and love your neighbor. Love God by fulfilling his commandments and keeping his laws, and love your neighbor by loving them just as God loves them. If we can do this, it is enough.